السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من تبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of His wisdom. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. May Allah give peace and blessings to his soul, to his house, to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about part of the scientific facts in the Holy Quran and what they mean to us, how they benefit from that, and including them in the Holy Quran. And if you want to look at the Book of Allah, praise to Him, an essential component of it is proving to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And here are the facts that you don't know at the time of revelation, and it will take us centuries until we discover them. Then we can comfort ourselves, support our iman, deepening our faith, and tell others to guide them and tell them, look, this is the true word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we get that level of confirmation as believers and guidance to those who have not still known Islam, then we can proceed to his teachings, azza wa jalla, his commands, all of which are for our good and goodness in this life and in the hereafter. In particular, I was very much interested in the number of insects, al-hasharat, in the Holy Quran. And in previous khutbas, I spoke about one or two of them. Well, this time I researched all of them in order to find out if there is a common denominator and why Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that. And of course, with every ayah mentioning an insect, you would get benefits, you would get meanings, in fact, to lighten us, enlighten us. But I thought about all of them together. I found that there are 8 insects mentioned clearly in the Holy Quran. 4 of them are mentioned as females. And these are النحل والنمل والبعوض والعنكبوت, bees, ants, mosquitoes, and spiders. These are mentioned or referred to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as females. The Arabic language is different from English, maybe from other languages, in that you can refer to a noun or pronoun as a male or as a female. Not just like in English we say it to refer to ants. In Arabic, we can refer to ant as masculine or as feminine. And there are other 4 kinds of insects mentioned in the Holy Quran, but not as females. They are mentioned in plural form, plural, actually masculine form. And these are الذباب والفراش والجراد والقمل أو القمل كما قال بعضهم. These are the flies, butterflies, locusts, and قمل, which is like lice. It can live in wheat and barley, eating them. But some scientists say they are like lice. And these four are mentioned in plural form, not singular form, and they are masculine, not feminine. So, what's the point? I found that when Allah, praise to Him, mentions the female, it means only the females are the ones you are seeing around. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the bees, only bees are working. Only female bees are working. Male bees are not there. They are not working. They are either in the hive itself, the colony, or they are killed. The same applies to the ants. The ants you see around are female ants. You don't see male ants. They are either killed directly after mating with the queen. Bees and ants have queens, and males mate with them and directly they die. And what's left is the females who are working. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to them as female bee and female ant. Not just ant, not just bee. And the same applies to mosquitoes. The mosquito that bites, sucks blood, is the female. Male mosquito has nothing to do with that. Actually, doesn't have the needle that sucks the blood. Only females do that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to it as female mosquito. And finally, al-ankabut wa ma adraka bil-ankabut. The spider, female spider. He mentioned only female spider. Why is that? Because this is the most terrible maybe of insects. She eats her mate after the sexual intercourse. No other will do that actually. And what you see, the web is a female web. The male doesn't make a web. Then it's not by accident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these insects as females. Because he is the scientist, he is the knowledgeable, he is the expert, he is the creator. And at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, and those who were before him, and those who were after him, they could not distinguish between a male ant and a female ant, or a male bee or a female bee, or a male ankabut spider or a female spider. Only in the 19th century when we started inventing the telescope, then biologists started distinguishing between male and female. It took about 13 centuries for humanities to discover that these insects, really the activist insects, are females. And this is the Holy Quran. This is Kalamullah. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no wrong can happen in it. No mistake can happen in it. Let's look at the other four in plural form. The flies, butterflies, locusts, and kummal, or lice, or wheat lice, if you want. All of them, these four, the male and female are actives. What you see them in nature, it's male and female. It's not just female alone. And therefore, this is, I consider, these are scientific facts from the one, the creator, the all-knowledgeable Allah Rabbil Alameen. So we need to tell this to the world. We need to tell this to our children, to empower them in this society that believes in science. The Holy Quran is really an academic statement, if you want. It just depends on how much you are knowledgeable in your area. Each one of us can read in it and figure out how much he or she understands according to their background. Whether your background is natural sciences or social sciences or applications. In Surah An-Nahl, this is chapter 16 of the Holy Quran, two verses, 68 and 69, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the bee in female form, singular female form, what I mean just mentioned. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. The general meaning of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired the female ant to take from mountains and trees as its hives, its colony, its house, and to eat from all the flowers and fruits available in its environment in order to make the honey, which is in different colors according to the differences in what it eats. And there is shifa'un linnas, there is a cure for people from this honey. And the whole thing is an ayah for people who can think. لآية لقوم يتفكرون. This is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to us as قوم يتفكرون. People who think, people who reason about this. Now the focus of the ayah. He said, اتخذي. This is the female order or command for a singular female. In Arabic, you say اتخذ or اتخذ. This is for a singular masculine. But for a female, you say اتخذي. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the female being. اتخذي, you female being. Do that. ثم كلي, then eat. Also addressing the bee as a female. You female bee, كلي. Then he said, فسلكي. Then go in the pathways here and there to get your food. All these three verbs are singular female or feminine ways to address a person. Concerning al-ba'ud, mosquitoes, an-naml first, the ants. In Surah al-Naml, this is chapter 27, verse 18, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فقالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم. This is in the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman, peace be to him, and his army coming in a valley, and one ant is talking to other ants, warning them, go quickly and enter your colony, otherwise Sulaiman and his soldiers may tread on you and kill you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman, peace be to him, the ability to hear and understand languages or ways of communication of many, many creatures, including insects. And he smiled and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of enabling him to know the communication methods of other creatures. My point here is the second word in this ayah. فَقَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ. A female ant said. This is what Allah said. He did not say just ants in general or masculine, but he specified it as female. And the same goes for mosquitoes. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, ayah verse 26, يقول عز وجل إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not embarrassed to use a mosquito as an example. A mosquito is a trivial little thing. Allah does not abstain from that. And this is a lesson to you. You should never belittle anything. Good or bad. Bad to avoid and good to do. The smallest action of goodness is for you. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. An atom weight of goodness is done for you. وَشَرًّا يَرَى. And wrongdoing, even atom weight of wrongdoing is accounted. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, He, the Creator, is not embarrassed to use a mosquito as an example. So you can use any examples as little as this. Again, my focus here is the word ba'udatan, a female mosquito. He did not say mosquitoes in general. He did not say male mosquito. He said ba'udatan, means female mosquito. And why is that? Like I said, only female mosquitoes suck blood. Only female mosquitoes, what you are seeing around, really. The male mosquitoes don't come to attack you. They are not equipped naturally. They don't have the needle of sucking. They eat from trees, from vegetables, from fruits. But the female mosquitoes feeds on animal blood and human blood in order to generate the eggs for fertilization. And finally, al-ankabut, in the fourth female, or the fourth insect addressed as female. This is Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter 29 and verse 41. يقول الله عز وجل مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the example of those who took other partners or other idols or other gods than Allah. Their examples are like the example of the female spider who made her house. And I am telling you, he's telling you humanity, the weakest of houses are that one of the female spider, if they just know. And he put that, if they just know. Meaning at that time of revelation, they didn't know. One day humanity will know. We will discover the female spider. Two facts are mentioned in this. But before I go to the two facts, the word I am focusing on is the word ittakhadhat. The spider took a house. Ittakhadhat means female spider took, not male. And then the two facts. Fact number one, the web is only done by the female. The male doesn't do it. Second, the awhan al-biyut means the weakest of family relations are those of the spider. She eats her mate after mating. And among what I read, some species of spiders, she actually lures or attracts male until they come, hoping that they would mate with her. And she eats them first. She eats some of them before even. So you can't find weaker than this house. It's how, what kind of house is it? That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who read the Quran with insight and thinking to confirm our faith, to spread it among our family and friends, and most important, to tell the world about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your call. Ask Him sincerely, and He is near for answering you. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. The other four kinds of insects mentioned in the Holy Quran in plural, without mentioning female, like I said, because both of them exist in nature and they work. They don't die after mating like the other ones. The first one is about الذباب. This is Ayah, verse 73 from Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22nd of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْ يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. صدق الله العظيم. Oh you people, Allah is talking to humanity. This is an example for you to think about what you are worshipping other than Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom you worship other than Allah, they cannot create a fly. And here he is mentioning flies in plural, ذُبَابًا, without specifying a male or a female. And even all of them get together to create fly, they cannot do it. And even they are so weak to the extent that if the fly would steal something from your food, means if it takes something so little, you cannot get that. It's so little. Those who, and this is the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who try to take partners with Allah or believe in anybody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as trivial as and as weak as those who cannot get, who cannot create the fly and cannot get anything that the fly can take it. And my focus again is in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning flies in plural form. And about al-farash, butterflies, Surah Al-Qari'ah, chapter 101, verse 4. يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exemplified, gave us an example, an image, how we would look like in the last day. We will be like butterflies in spring, for example. Weak and scattered, disoriented. But the focus, my focus also, is about the word al-farash in plural form. It's not referred to as masculine or feminine, because both of them are there, what you see in nature. Then in one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the other two insects, al-jarad wal-qummal. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 133. يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمَ آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين. And this is the story of the Pharaoh and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Peace be to him. When he refused to let the Israelite leave, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Sayyidina Musa with several things bothering the Pharaoh and his family in order to let the Israelites leave. Among them, flood, locusts, lice, frogs, blood, and all of these just signs that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is telling the truth. He is the messenger of God. My focus in this is on mentioning locusts and lice in plural form, because both of them, male and female, are in existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah in Surah Al-Qamar 54 verse 7 also describes to us how we would look like when we get out of earth in the last day. And he says, خُشَّ عَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشَرٌ. We will be just looking up to him عز وجل when we get out from the earth, and we will be like جراد المنتشر, spreading locusts. And I went, I read about spreading locusts, how big is the number of locusts, and I found out that when they attack together, and it should be several decades when they do that, it will be in swarms, and it will be about 10 billion of them in one swarm. And I thought about humanity. We are right now, we are 7.6 billion of us on earth, this generation. Look at the accuracy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in describing us in the day of judgment. We will be in billions. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, and 13 centuries after that, they would never imagine that in humanity we would be in billions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used something from nature that exactly resembles our state at that moment. Billions in one swarm. And how many swarms? Well, in Surah Al-Naba, he says, Azza wa Jal, Naba chapter 78, verse 20, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. When the trumpet is blown again for the second time, you will come in waves. So every wave would be billions. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us to read and recite the Holy Quran. He said, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. Read or recite the Holy Quran. He will come. It will come in the day of judgment as your defender, your intercessor. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُتْلَى فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ يَتَّسِعْ بِأَهْلِهِ وَيَكْثُرُ خَيْرَهُ وَتَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَتُزْجَرُ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The house that you read Quran in will be full of people, prosperity and fertility, and full prosperity, real material prosperity, and the angels will be there listening, and the shaitan and his offspring will be running away from. He also said the opposite in the same hadith. وَإِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي لَا يُتْلَى فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ يَضِيقُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَيَقِلُّ خَيْرُهُ وَتَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَا تُسْجَرْ عَنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The house that there is no Quran recited in it will be narrow in the people. People will be, their chest will be annoyed, and the material prosperity would be less, and the angels would have no business to be there, and the shayateen would be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who enjoy reading the Quran. And I know and I understand that many of us are not Arabic speakers. Try to recite, and more importantly, in your own language. You study the Quran, you read the Quran, but you try to recite in the Arabic, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.